Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
You're welcome back. When you hear this, they're reviving trees in the Burren in County Clare, and it's gathering interest from right across the country. The crowd that are doing it is Burren Beo Trust, and I have with me Brendan Dunford from Burren Beo. Brendan, you're welcome to the programme.
Thanks so much, Cormac. Greetings from a beautiful evening here in the Burren.
As always, Brendan, as always in the Burren. Come here, this tree that was almost extinct, you're bringing it back to life, the Burren Pine. Tell me about it.
Yeah, well, people will know of Scots pine, which is quite common around Ireland, but actually there was an original Irish pine going way, way back, but it was thought to become extinct back around 1500 years ago. But about 5 years ago, some researchers from Trinity College and with support from the NPWS found a stand of these trees here in the Burren in a quite remote location. And the Burren is an extraordinary landscape, one that keeps on giving. But anyhow, the seeds were collected from that and grown, and currently we have a project with support from the Department of Ag to relocate some of those seeds across County Clare and hopefully elsewhere in Ireland as a way of preserving this incredible piece of our genetic heritage.
Wow. So I believe you're distributing, is it 1,800 saplings of the Burren Pine?
Yeah, we did about a month ago, right across to every corner of County Clare. So we've come up with this beautiful little project where we work with local landowners and community groups and men's sheds and farmers to donate a small corner of their land to host some of these very special trees, but also to host some other important interventions for nature, like ponds, wildlife ponds, which are the best single thing you can ever do for nature on your land, and also rare apple trees, another part of our genetic heritage sourced by seed savers. So we're getting people to plant mini orchards and mini woodlands and little ponds in their land, as a way of creating a little bit more space for nature. And as you know, kind of to coin the phrase, nature's on the run at the moment. So we're trying to provide a little bit more space for nature while giving huge sense of well-being and satisfaction to the people of County Clare.
The project is called the Hare's Corner, is that right?
Yeah.
What's the name? Where's the name come from?
It's a lovely name. There's so much in a name. Well, the Hare's Corner refers to, it's an old expression which refers to those kind of corners of the field or those maybe bits of wet ground or rough ground which really weren't very accessible and were kind of left to nature and became little sanctuaries for nature, I suppose, on the land. And we're running out of those, so we're kind of borrowing that term to refer to a new project where we take deliberate actions, small-scale actions, but meaningful ones to look after nature on the land.
Wow. It's brilliant to talk to you, Brendan, because I really get the sense it's a real community effort here.
It is. I was lucky enough to be part of the crew, including Prangeli and Karen at Burren Beo, who were distributing the trees to people who came to collect them here in the Burren. And the enthusiasm and the joy and the photographs that got sent back and the kind of stories we heard, people submitting works of art based on the notion of the Hare's Corner. Just a beautiful, happy, positive project. And God knows, given the times that are in the Cormac, we need more of that. But there's a lot of positivity out there, and we want to move from talking about climate and biodiversity crisis to actually doing something, so everybody can do something little. And these landowners and community groups are donating pieces of land and their time in managing these sites to, you know, do something important and meaningful for nature. And what a gift to future generations, I think.
Wow, what a gift you are to listen to, I must say, Brendan, describing the Hare's Corner from the Burren Beo Trust. And I really encourage people to read into it a little bit more, because it's something each and every community could do a version of anyway.
Absolutely.
Look, it's brilliant to talk to you, and congratulations, Brendan Dunford from Burren Beo. Thank you very much indeed.